Good morning.
Poll number 234, Matt and John. And I unfortunately picked this week's movie, Snow Beast. John, how much did you love it?
You know, I do like the fact we brought back the concept of a Yeti. Once again, because that is fantastic. But I gotta say,
but
there was like so much that didn't happen in this movie.
I'm telling you.
Like, okay, Emma, is she gonna like, is she gonna get with a guy? Is she, you know, is she gonna like, you know, become a badass? What's the story here? Like, nothing really happens there. And like, okay, well, what about this? What about this girl? Is daddy gonna hook up with this girl and, you know, start a new love life?
I tell you.
And you're like, okay, well, is the, I don't know. And then what's up with the snow beast? Do we get any kind of story about him? We don't really know. So there's a lot of things that like just didn't happen in this movie that you kind of thought probably should have.
I'll say, John, that by the time end of December rolls around, this is going to be one of those movies where I don't even remember we did this movie, to be honest with you, John. You know?
Because there's just not that much memorable about it. That's the problem, right? We want something. We want that something, that line or that scene or that weapon, you know, something that makes it memorable. You know, and I'm going to just quickly thumb through my pages. Well, they said the name of the movie.
I love it. Love it.
But I gotta say that might be my highlight. I did I didn't star anything. I didn't underline anything.
Well, it's just for the first, you know, what, 45 minutes of the movie, every time this thing kills somebody, it's just like, oh wow, he punched them.
Yeah, right. And they're dead.
You know.
Yep.
You need to give me an arm ripped off, a head squished, a face eaten. You know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah,
I was looking for kills here. I need some kills.
Yeah, the Snow Beast, you know, he had some kills, but he didn't. It wasn't flashy. It was just smack dead. Oh, that's it.
And like you said, like where'd he come from? I'm gonna assume it's like, you know, the, of course, Pottersville number 230. I'm just going to assume he's from space, and this is just, you know, like, you know, you know, this is where they put him for prison, is on Earth.
I like it. Yep.
Apparently he just showed up, started eating everything. And so that's my feeling about it. I don't know.
But, it's Canada, right? We're in Canada, and it's a lot of open area, a lot of unexplored wilderness, I think. That's enough of a reason. I think that's fine. That's fair.
But nobody's Canadian, eh? I didn't know.
That's just. Oh, man. That's the thing that killed me, right? We're all in Canada. Let's have some fun Canadian accents, eh? Nope.
Well, how's it with that?
Nobody lost power, so at least they still got the good grid.
Power line stayed going, man.
Yep. No problems there.
Oh, boy. I was just disappointed. You know, I wanted a snow movie because, you know, we all got some snow. And I thought I'd do a snow movie. Boy. Anyway, well, let's get going. We'll breeze through this abomination.
One nice thing about a movie like this is it goes quick. Right, you watch the movie, you don't have to hit pause a lot.
That's true, John. I watched it last night pretty quickly. I got
pretty quick. Yep, yeah. We start out this movie. There are people snowboarding, and I, you know, first thing I ask, you know, have you ever been skiing or snowboarding?
No.
I've been skiing. Right, I've done that. Yeah, a few
we
times.
Talked about that one, John.
Yep. But I've never been snowboarding. I've thought about it, but I've never done it. And I think it's because I'm old.
Yeah. I don't know how you stop on. I don't know how you stop on skis, let alone a board. I just
Think
fall
you just
down.
gotta fall, right? You just
Yeah,
gotta crash. Is that how you stop a snowboarding?
I'm definitely too old to just be crashing all the time. I can't be.
Oh, man.
Oh,
Yeah, I've never tried it, and I don't think I will. I think I'm because like you watch these movies, even like whatever. And when do you see somebody snowboarding and they're like, "Oh, that guy's got a lot of gray hairs." Like, no, you don't. It never happens. Nope.
and I'll tell you from my daily watching of The Price is Right that snowboards are expensive. All right,
Oh
they're
yeah.
pretty expensive. That's why I was.
They'd be at least a dollar.
I'll
Not to go
say
over.
that this we get a lost snowboarder, and then we get something else we love, John, Snow Beast Cam. All
Yeah,
right.
right away we get
All
Snow Beast Cam. That I was like,
right.
oh hey, we've got some potential here. We've got potential.
And boy, for a predator, he's got some shitty
He does, yeah. Yeah, for an
man.
apex predator, he does not have good eyesight. No.
And then the snowboarder's scared. I wrote, boy, he must be scared. Leaves his board behind, man, because you don't do
Yeah,
that.
he drops it. Yeah, I thought that was even like weird. Like, at least that was kind of like a weapon, or maybe if you found a downhill part, you kind of slid away. It's gone.
Oh, well, he ends up, he just punches this guy, dragging him away back to his
Yeah.
snow beast lair.
Dead. So, kill
No.
number one.
Oh, did you keep track? I'm intrigued.
I'm not sure if I did.
Okay.
I did write we got one. So
Okay.
we'll keep track as we go. Or
Next
try to.
we meet Dad and his daughter, and this is of course Beau Duke, John Schneider's daughter,
Yeah.
Emmy. Emmy.
Yeah, Emmy. She did not win one of those for this movie. Nope.
She's an angry teen because Dad made Mom leave,
Yeah, I don't, was that it, or was it because Mom left and Mama don't care?
Yeah,
I don't know,
basically.
something like
There's
that.
Bo Duke's a good guy. He ain't no bad guy,
He's no bad guy. No, it's that baby mama that was prom.
But she's gonna, I don't know how old she's supposed to be. We're gonna say 18 for the sake of the show. All right.
I
You
agree.
good? Yeah, okay.
Yep. Yep. I agree. She definitely seems like she's 18 and is playing an 18-year-old in this movie. Yep.
So they're gonna be going to Canada to do some animal research. I don't know. They're doing it on the lynx. A lot of research on the lynx.
Yeah, so they're from the university. So this is research that they're doing with the university. And Dad meets up with Rob and Marcy. They hop in what, F1 Biddy.
Of course, the most dependable
And
truck.
first thing I saw with it, when they got in that thing, I'm like, is there a rear window? It was so clear out the back. I'm like, I get that, they're probably, they're just in a studio and this is all green screen, whatever. But like, did they even have a window in the back of the truck? Was this was it that much of a prop?
You
Oh, it was
never
weird.
know, man. You
Probably
never
not. They
know.
didn't want the glare. They didn't want the reflection of the mirror of the window.
So then we see I call them a park ranger. Is that what these guys are supposed
Yeah,
to be, right?
that's what I wrote. I said a ranger. He's probably like a mountie, because we're in Canada.
Oh, hey. Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. Oh, geez.
Oh,
They're putting up the missing signs of the snowboarder. And the So then they arrive on the plane and they get to the place and oh my God, I love it. Oh my God, my cell phone doesn't all work.
Oh,
MG.
no cell service. Oh.
MG.
That's terrible. That sucks. Actually, like if I could pick a vacation destination and base it off of the fact that it has no cell service, I would go there. Yes, please. No cell, no internet. Just let me go there. Not able to get a hold of me, that's fine.
Might have to put up with the snow beast, though. Just warning
Fair. It's a fair trade.
you. You know how you avoid them, John? Don't go out after them. Okay,
That's
so
a
that.
smart move. Yep. How
Okay.
about you don't poke the bear, right?
Don't poke the snow beast. So.
Yeah, so Eddie's like, "Oh, I don't have a cell phone service." And Dad's like, "Well, why don't you go in the kitchen and make a sandwich?"
What a dad saying. What's his name? Rob? Rob.
Yeah.
I don't know how old Rob's supposed to be, but oh boy. Emmy's like, hi there, Rob. How you doing?
Dad says he's twice her age.
All right. He doesn't look that
He doesn't look
old.
that old. Yeah. I think Dad's exaggerating. He's
But
not mature as twice her age, I'll say that.
he's like, oh, hi, Yeah, Dad's like, get away from him. Then we learn, yeah, the wife just left. Deadbeat mom. So I thought it was funny when we're in the little ranger place, right? And we got the one guy who's really into the people missing. He's putting up little marks on the map, and he's trying to figure out what's happening. And then the other guy is like, you know, the guy's probably just in Paris. And I'm like, Paris?
Yeah, you know,
What?
hiding. He ran away from his problems, and he's starting a new life. And
What?
yeah, it makes sense. You know, it's a good alibi. Like, oh yeah, went skiing in Canada, never came back.
Went snowboarding at the ski resort and decided to go to Paris, not tell anybody. Makes sense.
Yeah.
And what I love about this movie is they're like, we're gonna give you a few main characters, and then when we need somebody killed, we're just gonna give you some random people roaming the woods. You know? Here's a guy peeing in the woods. You know? It was quite unsettling though when this guy stops to pee in the woods and then the snow beast is peeking at him through a hole in a tree. He's like, hello.
Hey, what you got going on there? And kill number two.
Yep. What are you doing there? But this is where we get to finally see the awful costume that is the snow beast.
Yeah. Okay. Bad costume, fair. Better or worse than
Oh
Winnie the
boy.
Pooh?
Oh, Winnie the Pooh. Oh boy, that's tough.
It's
Oh,
tough, right?
that's tough, John. I thought you're gonna go
Because
with the other one. Oh boy.
Winnie the Pooh is just a crappy pig mask, you know?
Yeah, at least this one had a couple teeth and stuff. And it's a whole outfit, right? That guy's just wearing overalls. Oh
Yeah, I
boy.
mean, I'll say better than Pottersville, right? Where it was just a monkey's a costume, monkey mask, and,
Yeah, it is. Yep. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm going Snow Beast. I'm going Snow Beast over Pooh there, I think. Yeah, because of the whole outfit, you know, even the fake
Yeah.
feet we see a
A
little
little more
bit.
effort. Yep. They
Yeah.
got that ridge on the back, right? That looked fair, you know.
Yeah, if I'm telling you know, we said it when we did Winnie the Pooh, like if he was just wearing that half shirt and no pants, I mean that, you know. But he's wearing the overalls.
Still got a t-shirt and no pants.
It would have been great. He'd run around. Oh. Okay. So, yep, Snow Beast, kill number two. So then Dad and the crew, they're going to go out and put up some cameras, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, Emmy's like, I'd rather just sit in the cabin stacking, Fruit Loops than go snowmobiling. Like, really? Who would ever say that?
Well, she's pretty good at that, though. I was kind of impressed.
Was pretty good. Yeah, she had pretty tall.
This part cracked me up, right? So Rob's like, all right, I'm gonna head back to the cabin and get the truck, go to the store for, I don't
Yeah, like some soldering
know.
wires or something. Who
So
knows?
he comes back to the cabin, and this is exactly how it happened, and I kind of chuckled, right? He comes to the cabin and Emmy's there, and he's like, oh, hi, Emmy. He's like, hi. He goes to get the keys out of the back room, comes back, she's just gone. He's like, yeah, who gives a shit? And he goes on,
Not
he goes to the
my
truck.
problem.
He just drives away when she's clearly in the back of the truck, and I'm like, why didn't she just be like, hey, can I go with you?
Yeah, I'm old. You mind if I go into town with you? We can stop at a McDonald's. Hello? Maybe a Tim Hortons? You are in Canada.
Oh boy, there better be, eh? Oh
Oh, yeah,
boy.
there. Get a double-double, eh?
Get yourself a Timmy's.
Oh, at least, get a twofer. We can drink some beers.
Oh, that part cracked me up. I love when he came back out and she just disappeared and he's like,
Some real maple syrup? Come
Oh
on,
boy.
something.
Oh boy. Yeah. Watch those trees though. There could be a water fountain in them. You never know.
Ooh.
That could be just a DC thing. Yeah.
That could be. Yeah. Yeah, so she hides in the back of the truck, and meanwhile, Marcy is definitely hitting on Dad. Definitely.
I started to think he really didn't know what was happening for a minute. I was like, you tell me he can tell. Tell me he's noticing, please.
Right? Like, how oblivious are you to what's going on around you?
Rob goes and gets whatever he needs, comes back to the truck to see 10 feet away Emmy flirt with a ski bro. He's like, hey.
What are you doing here? He's like, what's your plan? What were you gonna do? Said, I don't know. Really?
Yeah.
In the middle of a country that you don't belong in. You're just gonna, yeah, well, I'm gonna hang out with this random dude.
Maybe that's what they do up there in Canada, John. You know, it's no big deal. You know, everybody's nice. You know, hey, oh, hey.
They are really
You know?
nice. Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
You need
That's
some
fair.
help, young lady? Hey.
Yeah.
So then, as I put it, hello, random nice couple. Time for you to die.
Yep. So we get some crunching, crunching. Yeah. So what are we at? We're at four. We got
Four
these two big. Kill
beast
count.
kills. I put out Emmy thinks animal research is stupid. So then I love.
Do you like the drive back with Rob explaining to her all the things about predators? And she's kind of like, wow, now you're freaking me out.
Oh, and I thought for sure when they got back to the cabin, Dad's gonna see them being alone and be like, oh boy, oh boy,
Know.
oh, hopefully there wasn't no shenanigans going on in that truck there.
Look, we had to get some supplies for the cameras. She wanted some maple syrup, and I was out of Magnums,
You gotta have it on you. All right.
That's right. Especially if you're going to play some basketball.
Oh, and just the next part, I this is probably my hardest laugh I had was this part because as I put it, John, I put, boy, Marcy cooks a shit dinner and they all let her know about it,
No one's nice about it. Like, yeah, I can't eat that.
it out too. Like, boy, that was fucking awful. Jesus, man. I'm like, boy, easy, man.
She's all hit. She's hitting on Dad, and Dad's like, "Well, you ain't getting away anyway with that, Way to have man's heart through his stomach, and honey, oof. You should order a pizza."
Yeah, they're like, boy, I got dessert. And they're like, oh, she's like, I didn't make it. I'm like, all right.
All right. Yes, let's go.
Wow. Oh, poor Marcy. Poor Marcy. Oh boy. But then Emmy's like, Dad and Marcy sitting in a tree.
Yeah, Marcy's like, what's the deal? Are you guys dating? And Marcy's like, not yet. Like, oh, there
Oh
you go. There you go.
no. That's a solid way. That's solid. What do I got here? What I can't read my hair. Everybody heads out
Got
to the caves?
the cameras. Probably the cameras
Cameras, yep,
caught a
cameras.
blurry picture of the snow beast. They didn't really know what it was. They do see some footprints, and they notice there are no bunnies, no rabbits.
There's no animal.
That's right.
That's why he's getting hungry, huh?
That's right. That's what it is. He's already ate up all the local wildlife.
So, then everybody is sleeping, and the snow beast wanders up to the cabin and he starts making a ruckus outside. Everybody wakes up, and this is another part I love. I just laugh. Everybody wakes up, they're looking out the window, they're like, they hear something, they don't see anything, right? And they're like, they look out the windows and like, well, our snowmobile's all messed up. And they're like, what? And then they're like, yeah, let's go to bed.
Yeah, yes. Probably just a bear. There's a couple of times you're like, oh, it's probably just a bear. You're like, that's just as scary, I think. Maybe that bear's high on cocaine, you don't know.
Oh boy. And what I love is there's like a few different times they bring that up, right? There's one time where the dad does it perfectly. He's like, they see the footprint, they see a bear. I'm not even joking. 8 seconds later, he's like, well, they're all hibernating, so. Yeah, they all go back to bed. Next day, Marcy goes and tells them about the little unwelcome visitor, and even they're like, oh yeah, hi bear. Yeah, hi bear, hi bear.
Yeah, there's bears in there, eh? Definitely not a bratwurst Nazi, trust me.
No, Thunderbird. Where's that sequel, huh? We've been waiting.
No kidding. There's one in their series that I've got on my list forever. Just waiting for it. Just waiting for it. So yeah, I've been keeping my eye out for one.
So, the camera's down, so they're like, yeah, we gotta go fix it. Take the train gun, and then he's like, you got a gun? So they got a trank gun.
Which at this point in the movie, yeah, you're gonna carry that around, but at some point, I think you never take that off of your body, right?
No.
Like even if you still think it's a bear, I'm gonna keep that with me at all times now. There's no way I'm
Yeah.
going out without it, and it's gonna be loaded and it's gonna be ready to go.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So the Ranger guys, their names were.
We'll go with Barry
Okay, that sounds right. And
and other one.
I'm trying. I know I wrote it somewhere. Barry and Big
Yeah, I
Guy.
don't
That's
think.
what we're gonna go with.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I
Gibbons.
was good. Okay.
Yep, Gibbons. They're driving around. Guy sees something, stops, of course, goes to check it out, and he's like, oh, snow beast. He's dead.
Yep. So
Yeah,
much for
she
putting up all those pins on your map. It didn't help
the
any.
Gibbons
So
guy just
good
like
job. You found it. And now you're dead. So it didn't work
Gibbons guy just like, I'll stay in the truck,
out.
go check it out.
Yeah. Yeah, then after he polished off a box of Krispy Kremes, he's like, okay, fine. I'll look for him too.
Oh boy. Speaking of, I just got some coupons in the mail for Krispy Kreme, John. Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh, so good, John. So oh, I'm thinking about it now. What was the thing I just saw? I just saw that they had a what is it? The Little Caesars are gonna have these little like muffin type pizza things coming out soon. Oh, John, they look delicious.
Interesting.
Oh boy, I saw. Oh boy, oh, now I'm hungry. I gotta tell you. Anyway,
Yeah, so big dude Gibbons, I guess, right? He's out there looking for Barry, and he's not very graceful walking in the snow for somebody who does this for a living. He is a big dude, though. He is a big dude. Ends up tripping over his body, so also not very observant where he's walking.
What?
And then sees the snow beast and kill number six.
Yep, that's six. Yeah, right. All right, six.
Yeah, so they were pretty worthless to us in this movie.
Rob and Dad are fixing the camera, and Emmy's trying to, she's telling them it's not working. Then it's working, and Rob's like, "Huh, I fixed it." Then he falls in a hole.
Yeah. Fell through a hole into an ice cave with bones and blood on the walls. So, House of Horrors.
Luke Skywalker was hanging there, I think. I'm not sure. I think so.
Yes, right. Yep, use the force, Luke. Reach out with your feelings.
So this is like the lair for the snow beast, right? And we got Emmy can see the beast on the cameras, and she's like, "Dad, I see the beast on the cameras. He's heading towards you." And they're like, "Well, maybe we should leave."
Run away. He's like, let's get out of here.
And so they have it up on the cameras, right? And they're watching. They got great footage of it this time, right? And this conversation is just, oh, it's just a work of art is what happens here when Rob says, "It could be a Yeti," and they're like, "You stupid ass."
It could be a Yeti or maybe a distant cousin, a snow beast. There we go. There we go.
I gotta tell you, John, before I picked this movie, I've never heard this term snow beast. So,
That line there is the highlight of our movie, just so you know.
as soon as he shut it, I was like, bam.
There it is.
We love it when you can work in a good line of the title of the movie, all right?
That's right.
I'm
So
talking
everybody's
to
like, we need to get out of
you.
Dodge. We gotta leave. Let's go in the morning. We're leaving. And Marcy's like, well, why don't we stay and find this snow beast and become rich for making this discovery, right? And they're like, or we could live. That would be good too.
Or we already have it on camera, on video camera. We don't
Yeah.
need photos of it, Marcy.
Right.
Oh, but Marcy, she's gonna have to get up before everybody, head out to the snow cave lair, and
Yeah, she grabs her camera. She does grab the tranquilizer gun. She drives out to the middle of nowhere, parks the truck, and leaves the tranquilizer gun in the car. And of course, you're like, why? Why? Best case scenario, you find this thing and you shoot it with a tranquilizer gun. That's the best case.
We're seeing why you're single, Marcy. All right.
Yeah, can't cook. You're not very smart.
You're over too, buddy.
You don't listen to your man. He says, let's leave. And she's like, nah, I'm gonna do what I want.
Oh,
Keep that up, and you won't be part of this family.
You got it. Oh boy, I'm telling you. Yeah, so guess what? She runs into the snow beast. She runs away back to the truck. And then, John, boy, I got to tell you, one of the best I can't get the key in the ignition scenes I've seen.
I know. And then she does finally do it. Does she like drive away to take off? No, she's like, okay, now I'm going to load the tranquilizer gun that should have been loaded already. Very slowly. And, oh, here's the snow beast.
This is where you need to push start. That would help out.
Mm-hmm. Push to start, hon. Uh-huh. Yep, got to get that. Mm-hmm. Hit the brake, press the start button, go.
Yeah, she's sitting there playing with the gun. Here comes the old snow beaster. He comes in there and drags her out of the truck and throws her on the hood. I was like, oh boy, see what he's going to do to her here. And he throws her on the hood, and she hit her head and dead.
And, yep.
I was like, what? Wait a minute.
Number seven.
Wait, I was like, is she dead? Yep, she really is. She really
right, you're
is.
Not really sure yet, but yeah, she was.
Because Emmy sees on the camera her getting dragged through the woods there.
So Daddy and Robbie hop on a snowmobile, the one remaining snowmobile, right? And like, okay, let's go save her. No tranquilizer gun.
No, John. Remember, Dad volunteers to go to town, right? He's gonna go by himself. There's only one snowmobile, right? So, and this
oh, that's what it is.
This was one of my favorite parts because he's like, right. What's the fastest way? And Rob's like, well, you could go down the road, which is not Snow Beast country, or you could save a couple minutes and go directly through Snow Beast country. So,
yes. Yeah, you might save a couple minutes. It's much more dangerous even without a Snow Beast, but you go that way. Yeah, they couldn't get in the truck because the Snow Beast had smashed her face into the truck, and now it won't start. Probably the distributor cap, but you can't pop the hood. Mm-hmm. So it's,
yeah. Usually for that kind of thing, you just need a woman and a screwdriver. Usually that can get fixed real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick. I'm telling you, that's one of my favorite parts when he said that. Now, you could just drive through the wood. Or.
Oh, man. Is the extra, a couple of minutes you're going to save worth it? And even that, you might not, because you're not going to go as fast. You might get stuck. You might have a, I can't turn here. Or you might have a low-lying branch that knocks you off the snowmobile. Spoiler.
John, I had to rewind this part. This is the only part I had to rewind this whole movie, because I wasn't sure what happened. I thought I missed something here. Because he gets knocked off the snowmobile, and then the snowmobile kind of goes flying, and then there's an atomic explosion.
What? Right. Because they never actually show the snowmobile exploding or anything, except from a distance. Back in the cabin, they see the smoke and the, like, oh no, what happened? It must be Dad.
Like, what was on the snowmobile, man? It looks like a missile got dropped.
Yeah, right? It wasn't running on regular. It was running on nitroglycerin.
Well, then, Dad has an encounter with the snow beast. He gets punched, and you're like, this doesn't look good.
I wrote dead, but wait, we're not sure about that. Rob's like, okay, let's grab the crowbar and rip this truck open and get it going. He tries for a second, gives up. He really didn't try that hard. Like, let's face it, that hood is made of not much more than aluminum foil. Nowadays, they're so lightweight and thin. Like, you should be able to pop that open, one way or another, getting it in there.
Yeah. So then they're like, well, you know, they're back in the cabin, and this is, I kind of laughed here because, I mean, you know, it's, she just randomly goes, gee, golly, I wonder how much snow we got. Walks over to window, opens the window, and bam, there's a snow beast. Hello.
So, okay, can I take a moment and talk about this cabin they're in? Is it wrong of me to be upset that this middle of the woods, the middle of nowhere cabin is nicer than my home? Like nicer appliances and better like, oh my God, this place is really, I'd love to live here.
It's pretty nice.
Oh, they got like Amish made furniture. This dresser is made of solid oak. It can hold back a snow beast from the door. It's amazing.
Really does. You're right. I think it's pretty nice, I gotta tell you.
Puts my IKEA furniture to shame. It looks all like crap. Man. I gotta find me an Amish community to refurbish my home.
I gotta tell you, I was like, boy, yeah, I was like, this place is pretty nice for a research team to hang out in.
Yeah, it, like the appliances were nice new stainless steel appliances. They had like granite countertops, and I was just like, this is a what is this an Airbnb? I mean, what do we got going on here? This place is nice. They're not getting their deposit back, by the way.
They
No
got that
way.
university money, John. They're throwing it around,
That's what it
right?
is. Yeah, I had to think about it.
Nice place.
Yeah, you're right.
So yeah, like you said, they hide in the bedroom and the dresser hold, they hold it off until the morning time. And then, like, you know, two dumb people would say, they're like, let's go, you and me. Okay.
When the snow beast runs into the house and it's chasing them, and they're like, "Hey, let's go upstairs," I was like, "Oh yeah, sure, that'll work out."
Hey, John, did
But it did work out.
it.
Yeah, it did.
Wait a
Thanks
minute.
to that giant Amish dresser they had, solid wood. Snow Beast was on the other side of the Amish door. It was solid wood. He couldn't break through that. Couldn't push the dresser out of the way. It's like, man, he
You're
could probably pick up a truck, but that was just too much.
like, oh man, I'm not this hungry.
Yeah, right? Oh, I had to go find some bunnies.
Yeah, so they're gonna take them down by hiding in some trees. So, but they're gonna get a, they got to get some food, right? So they get some food to take out to lure the beast out with, so they can trank him.
Yeah, bait. They baited him.
And
I tell you, it works. It's a great plan. It works great. They send it out, they
I
hide in
agree.
a tree. Snow Beast comes out, has some lunch, and they pop him with a dart. And he's like, whatever, brushes it off. And you're like, that's bad. Pop him with another one, and another one, and another one. I think at least four, right? Four or five darts. And he goes Betty bye. He said, okay, I take a nap now.
Well, I wouldn't trust them
And
to be
Mars,
down too long.
Abby's like, so how long is that going to last? He goes, I don't know. I'm like, okay.
All right, let's go down into his lair.
Yeah, that sounds great. So they go to the cave and they find dead Marcy. Aww.
Oh, I was like, maybe she's alive, you know. Poor
That's what I thought
dad,
too. I
you
was like, oh,
know.
here she is. Here she is. She's a and nope, she's dead.
Oh boy. You kind of were rooting for Bo Duke to at least get some, you know. You
Right.
know, poor guy.
First his life his wife leaves him, and then the
Oh
his
boy.
university buddy who has the hots for him
Oh
gets
boy.
killed by a snow beast.
And now
Typical.
he's gonna have to hear Emmy just complain about how she witnessed everybody get murdered and you know.
Oh, rough. Oh, yeah.
But you
Well, they do find Dad. Dad's not dead. And just a couple of heating pads later, he's fine. So
Yeah, I
Not
know.
sure. Maybe he just had a concussion.
He just got slapped around a little bit. The snow beast was keeping him around, I guess, to play around with him or something. I don't know.
Keep him fresh.
Yeah. So.
But guess what? Five tranquilizer darts only buys you 5 minutes. Because here comes the beast.
Yeah, and he's like, "What are you doing in here?" I wish he would talk.
Oh.
What are you doing?
Hey, get out of my home.
And boy, I didn't think they'd also kill off poor Rob there. You know, I thought, you know.
Right? You thought at one point you thought it was just going to be Rob and Emmy were the only ones who were going to live, and then you're like, okay, are they going to be like together, or is it just going to be Emmy who? I thought at one point I was like, it's just going to be Emmy at the end. She's going to be the only survivor of this movie. It's kind of what I was, or she wouldn't either, kind of thing. You kind of play this out in your head. How is this going to end?
I know I was
But
too.
no, Rob decides he's going to sacrifice himself for, so Dad and Emmy can run away. But Snow Beast still follows them, so they're looking pretty screwed, except Emmy also had a flare gun.
It's a bold strategy to go hand to hand with a knife to the snow beast, John.
Yes.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Now, I'm not sure what your strategy would be, but maybe point the knife at his hand so when he swipes at you, it goes in his hand.
Something. I don't know, but yeah,
Don't
this flare situation. So they're kind of going down a small hill. The snow beast is, you know, dazzled and punched. But so Emmy, I think she's trying to shoot the beast with the flare gun. It goes above him, hits the ledge above him, and you got a little rumble, rumble
Yeah.
going on there. So Dad, he comes down and he's like, "You give me that." And he takes another shot up there, and here comes the avalanche.
Interesting strategy. Let's kill everybody. But they just hopped behind a big tree and they were safe. Snow Beast does not survive, right? He doesn't make it through that one, so I guess his kill count had stopped at eight
Oh,
with
Rob. Well, I gotta
Rob's
say,
number eight.
John, you know, I haven't been in an avalanche in a couple weeks or so, but you
Yeah.
know, from the footage I've seen, they're pretty powerful.
Yes.
They tend to
Yes.
knock down all the trees from what I've seen.
Yeah, the smaller ones for sure, you know, or the old ones. Or the ones that are, a lot
As soon as this happened, I was like, I seriously said out loud, I go, "So we're gonna kill the snow beast with snow? All right,
them.
all right. Sure thing. Let's do it. All So,
It's a funny
we
story.
uh-oh.
Dad and Emmy are fine. They're back home. Nobody believes them about the snow beast. So,
You killed your friends, didn't you, sir? And those rangers, didn't
yeah, where are
you?
the bodies? Because, that would be the next thing, right? The university's like, so where are your coworkers? And why aren't we getting our deposit back on this Airbnb? And
What happened there?
what did you do to two snowmobiles at an F-150 that we have?
Oh man, yeah, that too. Oh boy.
You realize you're fired, right?
Now Dad's unemployed.
Yep.
Then Emmy starts stripping, and you know, it's just boy.
This goes downhill from there. Yep.
Next thing you know, what this movie does so well, it's like, hey, here's two random people roaming the fresh avalanche. And the guy's like, "Hey, I hear some growling underneath the snow. What's in here? Whoa!"
Whoa. Kill count goes up to 10 right before the end. That was nice. Make it to double digits, you know?
Oh, good job, Snowbee.
Yeah, how's that?
So that's how we end Snow Beast. Worst movie so far this year. I will say. Let me get this ready here. John, what do you have in store for us? Are you going snow?
I'm guaranteeing a better movie.
Wow, that's bold.
In fact, there's a chance you may have seen this already because this is a big name movie. So we'll see.
Big name.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't recognize the name. Okay, so we get a detective from Hong Kong teaming up with an American gambler to capture a crime lord. Who has killed his partner and kidnapped his daughter.
Oh boy.
So we get in this movie two big names. Jackie Chan and Johnny Knoxville.
Jackie Chan and Johnny Knoxville?
I've never seen, didn't know they were in a movie together. This movie is called Skip Trace, 2016.
Great. 2016. John, I have not even heard of this, so.
I had not either, right? And I like me some Jackie Chan and Johnny Knoxville. So and you know, it actually makes sense because Jackie Chan is known for doing all of his own stunts, Johnny Knoxville is known for taking his own hits.
That's true. Johnny Knoxville's nuts have been hit a lot. That's true. Wow, I've never heard of that. That's surprising. I thought I was gonna know this movie you were gonna say, but nope. I'm looking forward to this one, I gotta say.
Yeah.
And
the reviews are mixed, right? Some people liked it, some people thought it was terrible, and that's the kind of movie we like, where it's like, hey, if you know where to look, you'll find something that you like out of this movie. But there should be parts of this movie that don't make a lot of sense. That's the kind of thing we like. So I think this will be a good one for us. Yeah.
And I got to say, I think I agree with you. Probably better than Snow Beast. Probably better.
We've got big movie money behind this one, right? So we've got a production.
Mm-hmm. Well, because when you were saying it all, I was like, is he going to say Rush Hour?
Right.
Is he going to say Rush Hour? Because I like Rush Hour. Yeah. Is he going to say Rush
Hour? I love Rush Hour. Yeah. Yeah. Nobody understands the words that come out of your mouth.
You understand? I heard they're going to do a fourth Rush Hour. I don't know.
Shanghai Nights, too.
Boy. Shanghai Noon and Nights, right?
Yeah, isn't Shanghai Noon and Shanghai Nights. Yep, that's it.
Oh, boy. Yep. I watched them.
With Owen Wilson's as his name?
Yep. Okay. Owen Wilson. Yep,
that's right.
All right. Well,
here we go.
All right. I'm looking forward to it, sir. I will talk to you later.
All right. Till then.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass!